Well, I want to make a proposal to you. As we heard this week at the parish mission and last weekend at Mass from Deacon Keith, we are made to live the kingdom of God right here and right now. Already, we are made to live this kingdom. It is apparent from the way we live. Is this apparent? Is this something that we see in our community, in our mindset? Are our parishes centered where people encounter the Lord? Is this a place where they come to know Him intimately? Is it apparent in the way that we organize ourselves, that we direct our spreading of the kingdom? Is this something we see in ourselves? I certainly think that we have elements already of this kingdom living in our parishes. But there are also other things that we do, perhaps, that are functional or directed to preservation or maybe more interested in earthly things. So what I want to propose is that we begin this process of measuring all things in light of what will bring, or what has already been bringing, the kingdom of God more fully into the world. And specifically bringing the lived kingdom of God into our parish communities, so that we can be an instrument for the spreading of that kingdom, not just in members of our parish, but even more so out into the world, the broader community around us. Today, Jesus gives us the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. As Deacon Keith reminded us, this is our duty. This is what we're called to do. This is what it means to live out our duty in our life as Christians. It's not an optional thing. This should be something that gives us focus in our lives. Making disciples. Making Christ known to the world. And Christ gives us the Holy Spirit to help us to carry out this task. So we're not alone, right? You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be made my witnesses in Jerusalem, through Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So we have the tools that we need, right? God desires us to enter into this work. And that means if it's not happening, it's not because God isn't giving us what we need, but it's because God has given us what we need, but we aren't receiving it, or we aren't working on it. We're distracted or discouraged, perhaps, about making disciples. So this is my proposal, that we begin to look at how we function as a parish, to make decisions, to make changes, wherever we find that we are doing something that is discouraging the act of bringing people closer to Christ, making disciples, in other words. When it comes to how we celebrate the Mass, how we organize our community, the way we do adult education, the way we do religious education, the way we run the office, the way we interact with other faith communities in our area, and the broader society, all these things need to be measured and looked at. And now, I know this isn't something that's necessarily mapped out, right? There's not a road map to it. It's not something that we can just do overnight. It will take time. It will take intentional conversations and discussions. It will be a work not of days or weeks, but of years, and perhaps decades. And in all likelihood, it's not something that will be finished by the time I leave. Not that I intend to leave anytime soon, but you never know, you know? So realize that this process is continuous. It's something we need to enter into and be open to. What is the Lord calling us to do? And I feel convinced that it is what we are being called to do, that I don't know what exactly it will look like for us, but I don't think it's any accident that Deacon Keith, his message comes to us and prompts these ideas, and that we begin to consider this on the Feast of the Ascension, the Ascension of the Lord, and the very heels of the Great Feast of Pentecost. So this is, you know, we know this is big picture stuff. It's kind of getting that broader vision. And it's going to cause some discomfort at times, because it will be this act of forcing ourselves to ask ourselves, what needs to change? What needs to be renewed? What needs to be overhauled? What needs to be thrown out? What needs to be brought in? And we're people, right? So we don't like change. We're uncomfortable with that, especially in parish life, right? Father, this is how we do it. God's not this way. You can't do that. Oh, okay. So we often are suspicious of change, right? We don't want to change. We don't want something different. It's scary because we have our established patterns of how we interact with one another, how we do things, how we navigate current situations. Change means that we need to adjust, and that's not easy. And that's not an easy thing for us to consider, especially for those who've been doing certain things for a long time, right? It can be hard to change. Now, we need to understand, looking at what we are doing, analyzing what we're doing, this doesn't mean that we've been doing the wrong thing all this time. It doesn't mean that what we did in the past wasn't the right thing for the time. And we can't just toss everything out, right? But what I'm saying is that we need to feel free to explore. And I feel urgently this fall to begin this intentional conversation about how we can continue to do the good things we are already doing, but maybe making adjustments, perhaps changing some things that need to be changed. All this in order to better bring about the kingdom of God. All this for the sake of bringing people into a deeper relationship with Christ and his body, the church. So we enter this process not because we want to make a name for ourselves, not because we like it even, or we want it. We do it because this is what Jesus has told us to do. And it's our task. Go and make disciples, he says. Jesus has ascended to the Father. Our humanity is in the very presence of God, and we have been given the power of the Holy Spirit. Benedict XVI said once, it would be a mistake to interpret the ascension as the temporary absence of Christ from the world. Rather, we go to heaven to the extent that we go to Jesus Christ and enter into him. So I'm letting you know that as your pastor of these communities, as your local shepherd, I feel this is where God is inviting us to go. And I will need your help getting there. I don't intend to go for a walk by myself. I want the flock to come with me, right? But I recognize we have been perhaps in this current pasture for a long time, and it might be hard to change. I'm not saying, actually, that you have to like this. I'm not saying that you need to understand it at this point. I don't either, really. But I'm asking you to trust me, to walk with me, to pray for this journey that we are setting out on. If this is scary to you, ask the Lord to help us. If it's exciting for you, ask the Lord to help us. This is something that we need to do together. And it's not an easy thing that we do, but I care more about what is the right thing. Let's do the right thing. I care more about that than is it easy or is it what we want. Saints follow where God leads them, whether it's easy or not, whether they want to go or not. And I want us to be saints. I want you to be a saint. I trust that this is the path that the Lord is showing us. And so, let us begin. I'd like to close with a prayer. Do not look forward to the changes and chances of this life with fear. Rather, look to them with full confidence. As they arise, God to whom you belong will in his love enable you to profit by them. He has guided you thus far in life. Hold fast to his dear hand, and he will lead you safely through all trials. Whenever you cannot stand, he will carry you lovingly in his arms. Be at peace then, and put aside all useless thoughts, all vain fears, and all anxious imaginations.